It's an SOS, Captain. But it's not coming from another ship. It could be one of the local planets nearby. Shall I track the coordinates?
Wait, there's more. Run it through the translator first.
Sir. SOS, emergency. Please send an archaeologist.
Jack! Are you there? Oh, you won't believe what Irving's gone and done. What are you doing?
It's the first day of Advent. I'm putting up decorations.
Advent?
The nights are getting longer, the weather's getting colder, and in exactly 29 days, it will be the shortest day of Legion's year. Advent Day! Time for celebration!
Celebration?
Eating, drinking, decorations, drinking, singing, drinking, presents, drinking, funny hats.
Oh, you mean Christmas?
Advent.
Why do you have a massive bowl of lobsters under that chair?
Traditional lobster chair bowl.
And that yellow kettle hanging from the ceiling?
Traditional Advent saucepan, son.
Sounds a bit stupid. What makes you an expert in Legion traditions, anyway?
He has an advisor. Hi, Mum.
Oh, Peter. Didn't know you were... What a fantastic kettle.
Are you mocking Advent customs?
No. Of course not. I'm sure Advent is a time for family, yes?
I suppose.
In which case, I'm all for it. Will there be a party?
Irving's having the Advent party to end all Advent parties right here in the White Rabbit. Peter's coming.
Fantastic. Will you be bringing Antonio? Love to get a chance to meet him, finally.
It's Advent. Of course he'll be bringing Antonio, won't you, Petey?
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Jack.
Don't mention it. I, for one, can't wait for that to happen. So, Benny, what were you saying about Irving?
Oh, yes. Oh, you won't believe what he's gone and done now.
Try me.
Well, we were talking about the shuttle, and he said we should name it Irving. So I said I didn't want to travel the stars in a ship named after an egomaniac, thank you very much. And he said, what sort of a name would I suggest? And I said...
Slow down, this is fascinating stuff.
Yeah, so I said, if it was going to be named after anyone, I'd like to call it Summerfield, after my dad.
And which did he go for?
That's the problem. Both. I went down to check over the systems this morning, and he's hired someone to paint a name on the side in massive letters. Irverfield.
Best name ever.
It's not funny. It's ridiculous. It's not even a name that
No, hang on a moment. Why were you checking the systems?
Irving's found us a job. There's a guy called Till Madden.
The millionaire?
That's the one. He's got a scientist working on a top-secret project on a space station somewhere in the Theia Quadrant. We've got to deliver some documents to him. In person.
And he can't use the usual methods of modern communication because...
He's a millionaire, I guess.
Right.
It'll take you over a year to get there. Ah, oh, you'll miss Advent.
No, we won't. Irving's arranged for us to hitch a lift on one of those hyperdimensional waste ships. We can just dock with them and leave the Irverfield in their hold and then sit back and enjoy the ride. It's about a 2-week round trip.
Oh, well, have fun. Bring me back an Advent present.
You're coming too. Irving's orders.
Oh, what?
Hello. I'm all packed. Who's ready to go?
Ugh, well, if we're all going... Peter?
Not a chance.
Then you can guard the lobsters. Lead on, fair ladies. The Irverfield awaits.
So, Captain, it's definitely a distress signal.
Yes.
Not a practical joke.
No.
Or some kind of trap.
Trap?
Ambush? Trick? Plot?
Benny thinks that lots of people want to kill her, Captain Secker. Mm.
Send an archaeologist. You've got to admit it's a little strange.
Things like this just fuel her paranoia.
Yes, well...
Well?
Well...
Well, Captain, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Nothing? But it's a distress call.
Look, we picked up the call on our last run to the waste planet, but we were behind schedule and none of us were exactly qualified in that area, right? So we just logged it.
So it's weeks old?
Maybe someone else has answered it by now.
Unlikely. Even if you had a hyperdimensional drive system, you wouldn't use it to come out here. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Wait, you were the only ones around to help, and you still did nothing.
They want an archaeologist. How much distress can they be in? My engineer was going through your ship's documents this morning, and he saw your job description, so we have done something about it. We've told you. You can take your shuttle down to the planet and check it out. We've got 2 more days' waste to unload here.
It's a glamorous life.
You've paid your passage, so I'll be polite. But this is a working ship. Some of us have jobs to do.
We had a job to do. We've just done it, that's all.
Paid by some interplanetary snob to hand-deliver documents.
Well, yeah, sir. Admittedly, it wasn't the hardest task in the world.
No. Now, like I said, I've got some work to do. So if you go chasing after this signal, take my advice. Make sure you're back by tomorrow evening. That way, we won't go without you.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
No problem. I doubt you'll want to stay too long anyway.
Why not?
No one ever stays long on Nemekit. Too many ghosts.
Sweet lady of the canteen, what treats do you have in store today? It's mutton again, isn't it?
Jack!
It's always mutton.
Jack, we've been looking everywhere for you.
That should have taken all of 15 minutes on this ship.
We need to make a detour to... Is it mutton again?
A detour? Oh, I love a good detour. An exhilarating step off the beaten track in the hopes of adventure. Or do you mean going a slightly different route to avoid traffic sort of detour?
Oh, the first kind. Definitely. The ship picked up a distress signal, and I need to answer it.
You?
Well, any old archaeologist, really. But I thought you might like to join us, because you did say to me you were suicidally bored and wish you'd stayed on Legion. But if you want to remain here, eating mutton...
Look, do you want your dinner or not?
I'll take it.
The food or the detour?
Both.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Look, I'm going to pack a few things. I'll meet you by the shuttle launch in an hour.
Can I drive the shuttle?
No. But if you can talk your lady friend here into making up some packed lunches for us, that would be great.
Waste unit, report to level 10 for sorting duty.
Right, Ruth, you read and I'll pack. The sooner we go, the sooner we'll get back. I know this ship is the SS Dull, but I'm buggered if I'm going to risk it going home without us.
I'm sure they won't leave us behind.
They might. I'm not sure the crew like us much. We probably got paid more for delivering Mr. Madden's documents than they got for the whole trip. And it wasn't exactly the hardest job in the world.
We got to meet our employer's pet scientist. He was charmingly off his head. I don't know what he's doing on that space station or why Madden is financing it.
Oh, you can tell Madden enjoys all the cloak and dagger stuff. Like hiring us to deliver top secret documents by hand.
Yeah. We don't have to answer the signal, you know.
We do. Of course we do. How could we not? Even if it turns out to be a hoax, it's something we can chat about on the tedious voyage home. Right, ghosts, let's hear it. Come on. I'm packing. I am! Look! You found the ship's library.
Well, it wasn't much of a library. There are a lot of, men's special interest magazines and several books on fly tipping. But I checked the computer and it found a couple of works that mention Nemekit.
Guidebooks? Histories?
This one's called 10 Planets You'll Never Want to Visit, from the Universe's Most Haunted series.
Great.
Or there's Nemekit, the dead planet. It's got a hologram that looks like a skull.
Oh, let's start with that.
2,000 years ago, something happened on Nemekit. A natural disaster so powerful it obliterated all life in an instant. To this day, the souls of the dead still crowd the dusty plains of the tortured planet.
What is that music?
It's the book, sorry.
Not exactly accurate either. Obliterated all life. Something has to be sending the distress call. Try the other one.
The ancient people who once flourished on Nemekit are now lost in the mists of legend.
There's nothing like a good legend.
As their technology advanced, they turned from their old beliefs, angering the spurned deity who paid them back with devastation. Fires raged until nothing was left on the planet but dust. But it paid a terrible price, for it had caused its own destruction too.
And that was nothing like a good legend. I'd like to say serves it right, but having been a deity myself, I can tell you it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Right.
Legends like that are 10 a penny. It's hardly original. It's like digging up a piece of a broken cup and saying it was used for ritual purposes.
And you've never done that. I'll read out the rest of the chapter headings and you shout if you want to hear more.
Okay.
The ghostly footprints?
No.
Voices of the unburied?
Oh, bloody hell, no.
True tales from an abandoned world. Penny?
All right, let's give that one a go.
Noted theologian Dr. Sodi is one of the few who've dared make a trip to the dead planet. She records the following. I set foot on land and at once a ghastly figure rushed forward. Its body burst as it touched me, filling my mouth with dust.
Right. We're still going.
Of course we are. How's the packing?
Done. Just a couple of small bags, one each. Dat will be staying long. So dark.
You take off your sunglasses then.
Ha bloody ha. Do that and the dust gets in my eyes.
Squint a bit, like this. It's what eyelashes are for.
Really? I thought they were for batting at the bar staff who tell you happy hour finished an hour ago. Besides, it's not so much dark, it's sort of dark red. It's the dust. It's everywhere. God, it's in my mouth. I feel like I'm eating someone's grandma's ashes.
You probably are. I hope Jack's okay.
Someone has to guard the shuttle. What if the signal was just a ruse to steal the ship and get away from this godforsaken hellhole?
Yeah. Benny, is it just me, or do you keep seeing things in the dust?
Like what?
I don't know. When we came off the shuttle, just for a second, out the corner of my eye, I thought I saw a little girl waving to us.
It's a mirage. Like you get in the desert. Oh! Ah! God, it's so dark.
Seriously, sunglasses.
I mean, even without them. How are we going to find any sort of source when we can't even make out if that reddish lump on the horizon is a hill or a hostile thing coming straight for us?
What sort of hostile thing? This is an uninhabited world, remember? A dead planet.
A dead planet sending up distress signals. A dead planet that... The wind stopped.
And what's that?
It's whoever sent the distress signal. I can see better now the wind's died down. That reddish lump is a sort of a dome, I think. That must be where they're hiding. Follow me!
Lard?
I'm fine.
What can you see?
Someone's coming. It's hard to tell with all the dust.
Get down. Let me have a go. Oh, Lard, it worked. It's an archaeologist. I'm sure of it. It's two.
How do we know they're answering the signal? We sent it ages ago. Maybe they're here for something else.
But no one's been here for anything else ever.
We don't know that, Bell.
Well, we don't know anything.
That's not true. We know lots of things. It's just different since the dome cracked. We've got more questions now we can see outside.
I wonder if they like soup. I made this soup this morning.
Soup may be offensive to them.
I'm going to wave. Shall I wave? Look, I'm waving. Hello? Hello? Did they see me? They didn't wave back.
Waving may be offensive to them.
I think one is waving back. You wave, Lud. Get on the chair. You're taller than me.
I don't want to. My point is that we should be careful what we do because we don't know anything about their, you know, culture.
They're definitely waving. Hello? Hello?
So waving isn't offensive. I suppose that's good. Unless, well, what if we find waving offensive?
Silly. We don't find anything offensive.
True. Oh, but I'm sure we will. I can't wait to find out.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, can we come in?
Yes, please.
Is there a door?
No, sorry.
Of course there isn't. Ruth, give me a leg up. It looks like that crack in the roof is the only way in. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I thought it was made of earth, but it's some sort of crystal. It's slippery.
Can you fit through the crack?
What are you suggesting? Of course I can fit through it. Oh, Benny, be careful.
It's all right. There's a chair for you both to climb onto.
That's not really what I meant.
Yeah. Hello. I'm Professor Summerfield, and you're not wearing any clothes.
Do you find it offensive?
No. It's unusual, that's all.
I wonder if we should find your clothes offensive.
I hope not. I just feel more comfortable in shorts. And it's so nice and warm in your dome thing. I suppose you don't need any clothes. And that's fine.
Is it too warm? I can adjust the temperature of the walls.
You can.
And the light. Are the walls bright enough? You're going to help us find our way, so you should be able to find yours.
A joke!
It was? Well, I'd like it a lot darker if you're expecting me to join your naturist club.
Oh, Lud! I could make some robes out of our bedsheets!
That would be lovely.
Ooh, Benny, I'm here. Are you all right?
Yes, thank you, Ruth. So, let's start again. Did anyone send for... is anyone in any sort of distress?
Recording! Benny, Ruth, hi, Jack here. I'm recording you a sort of log, so that if anything happens to me, you'll know. It's not that I'm scared in any way, I just got a bit bored and I left the Overfield and now I'm just a bit lost. I can't see my hand in front of my face and I think there's something out there in the dust, moving. And I thought I was scary. Wait a minute, I am scary. But then so was that. Benny? Is that you? Ruth? Just the wind. Well, I must say that whatever destroyed the life on this planet did a thorough job. Took the dust-to-dust thing to a whole new level. There's not a trace of any building or tree or plant. If you think about it, and I do appear to be thinking about it, I'm literally wading through cremated Nemekitian. Oh, there better not be dust in the mutton. Don't worry, Benny. Even this dust can't get into a metal lunchbox. Hello, Jack here. Captain Secker! You made me drop my lunch. Yes, we're here. I took the portable comms. Madden called. No, sorry. I can't talk to him now. We'll call when we're back. Of course we'll be coming back. Oh, you're funny. I ain't afraid of no... Waste workers have no sense of humour. They... Whoa! Right, who moved my lunchbox? Benny? Ruth, is that you? And if it is, how come I can hear footsteps? Behind me.
Thanks. Where does your water come from? I thought there wasn't any on Nemekit.
There's a filtration system. The water is recycled over and over again.
For 2,000 years.
And food?
We have a small garden that we tend.
Inside the dome?
Yes. We call our home Eden.
Eden? Excellent. Evocative. How did you come up with that?
We didn't name it. It's the name we had in our heads when we woke up.
Well, it's very cosy. Not at all claustrophobic. And I like what you've done with the organic textures on the walls. They really complement the exposed electrics.
We didn't do anything. Eden was already here when we woke up. But it doesn't matter. We have pressing questions of a spiritual nature. We must ask you about...
Let's start at the beginning, shall we? Assume I know nothing, because, quite frankly, I know nothing. Who are you? And how long have you been here in Eden? I mean, when did you wake up?
It's hard to tell. Before the dome cracked, there were so many days and they were all the same. But now we know we are really so much bigger than we ever dreamed.
Focus.
at a guess, maybe 2,000 years ago?
If you're going to make a stab in the dark, you may as well make it as wild as possible.
So that crack in the dome is recent. Well, how did it happen? Did you go outside?
No.
It's not safe.
One night, there was this terrible noise, like this.
That was the dome cracking. We saw the hole and looked through. I screamed. So did Lud.
We were so scared. We hadn't even known there was anything outside Eden. Suddenly we had lots of questions.
Yes, I can see you would. Maybe you started to wonder about who you were. Did you come up with any answers?
Oh, yes. We've had loads of ideas.
But we don't actually remember anything from the time before we woke up.
Ah, but you know there was one, right?
Yes, because of all the things we had in our heads when we woke up. How to eat and talk and walk. How to work the garden and maintain the dome. Everything we needed to live in Eden. It must have come from somewhere.
And we know how it used to be on Imagit, because we have seen the visions in the dust. There were animals and seas and trees and buildings and people who looked just like us. They ate and slept, and some of them worked in the gardens too.
We saw them all die. Nemekit burned and everything turned to dust.
So we thought and thought and thought, and we decided that we must be Nemequitians, the only survivors of our race. Maybe our people knew the end was coming and built Eden, then chose us to go inside.
This waking up business. Ruth, you thinking what I'm thinking?
They've been in stasis?
Precisely. But it's all right. We can help you. Only you don't need an archaeologist. You just need to get off this dead planet. Your message must have got muddled on its way to the ship. You can come with us.
No, that's not what we want. We need an archaeologist to unlock our past so we can fulfill our destiny. Start again.
I'm sorry. I don't want to sound brutal, but even if I go out there and dig up a whole city, you can't start again. It's obvious something awful happened here. Nemekit is never going to recover. This Eden is on its last legs.
That crack showed us how big the world really was. We've been kept so small here, but we can grow. We need to grow.
I don't really know what you want me to do.
We have studied the images that we see in the dust, and we have worked out what they mean. It's like a secret message being repeated over and over.
Worship was the most important thing on Nemekit before the Day of Fire. Yet, Lud and I lived here for thousands of years and never worshipped.
And now we know we should. But we don't know how. So this is what we need you for. You have to help us remember God.
Who on Kadept are you?
Who am I? Vonno Byzantium. Paranormal planets? No?
I'm not from around these parts.
Well, no. The glowy eyes were a bit of a giveaway. But neither am I, beloved.
Then what are you doing here, creeping around with that thing, making ghostly noises? You could kill someone with a shock.
Ghostly noises? You don't mean my little robot. He's not scary. He's my constant companion. Rex, are you getting this?
Recording audio and video.
It's a camera? You can't film me without my consent. Are you getting my good side?
Oh, don't worry, sweet one. I'm a professional. Here's my card.
Thank you, but unless this card has a concise explanation of who you are and what you're doing on this godforsaken planet, I don't need it.
I told you, beloved. Vonno Byzantium. Spooking people a little is part of my job description.
Which is?
Former host of Paranormal Planets. The only show to really cater for those with a genuine interest in the afterlife. Once a week, I would channel voices from beyond the void, bringing messages of consolation or threats of unearthly terror. Streamed to all the planets in the quadrant.
So you're a TV ghost hunter.
Look on the card.
Vonno Byzantium, seeker of truth. Stop that.
He can't, my angel. It's in his programming. Oh, Paranormal Planets, what a show. Uncovering the most hideous hauntings, the scariest stories. We ran for 16 years. Until that incident with the fake ectoplasm.
I know what sort of show. It's all faked. You set up the scares, brush past people in dark rooms, knock on tables, and swear it was the spirits.
They couldn't prove a thing. Oh, heads rolled, of course. Literally. But not mine. After Paranormal was cancelled, I did cooking with ghosts, cleaning with ghosts, sleeping with ghosts. But that was a few years ago now. Public's crying out for a new series, so I need material.
And this is it.
Rex and I are on a tour of the farthest reaches of the galaxy, looking for ghosts on the little out-of-the-way planets.
Places where no one's heard of you.
Exactly.
So you've been creeping around watching me, making ghoulish noises behind my back, and all the time filming me for your new show.
I haven't done anything, sweet one. You are on the most haunted planet in the galaxy.
My lunchbox! That was you! Pretending to be a poltergeist. Give me the film from that robot right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ghostly laughter, scraping wheels.
Rex, beloved, stop recording. This is unusable.
Recording paused.
Whatever you've been experiencing, let me assure you, it's all real. Rex, come over here and show the footage from last night. He'll soon see his spooky noises and nothing to do with us.
Yes, of course I will.
No, you stay where you are. Ruth and I are just going to take a walk around your lovely garden. So, suppose I believe what they're saying. Suppose for one moment I've really been chatting to the last of the Namekeesians who've spent 2,000 years in stasis.
And no, didn't Lud say they woke up 2,000 years ago?
And that's when Nemekit apocalypsed. That would make them 2,000 years old. Blimey, let's come back to that. The point is that what they're asking me to do is mad and insane and wrong.
Shh, they'll hear you.
No, they won't. They're sitting in the main room, singing to each other or something. Have you radio Jack to tell him what's going on?
He's not answering his comms. I left a message. But look, I don't know why you're so upset.
Ruth, archaeologists aren't usually commissioned by actual members of the ancient society they're unearthing.
I suppose not.
They're asking me to go out there, in the dust, do some digging and make up a religion for them in a day.
To be fair, they're not asking you to make up a religion, per se.
You think so? They want me to find out what theirs was. Oh, not a vague idea. No. They want rules. What they believed, what they found offensive, what to wear on feast days, whether or not they had feast days.
It's a challenge.
It's madness, and it's unethical.
You don't have to do it.
We can't just leave them here. They'll send out that ridiculous signal again until someone else comes along. Someone with an agenda who'll fill their heads with junk or proclaim themselves a god.
Oh, come on. I know they're a bit childish, but they're not stupid. I'm sure they wouldn't believe anything.
You think? I think they're about as gullible as they come. Or... oh, it's all an act. No. No, the stasis has messed with their mind somehow.
But when you woke up from stasis, you remembered everything.
True enough. I knew how I got into the chamber, thank you, and who I was before. They don't have any memories of a past life. Just a pre-programmed set of survival skills. It's almost as if it was...
it was deliberate.
Yes.
When I was a priestess, there were so many things you had to remember to keep the gods happy. The ritual lamp lighting, the ceremonial dress. I remember thinking once, if there was some sort of apocalypse...
which there sort of was.
Or if everyone lost their memory at the same time, it wouldn't take long before they worked out the important stuff again. Eat and drink and have sex and, I don't know, don't kill, be nice to your mum. But there's so much other stuff.
Don't eat fish on a Friday. Never wear yellow to praise a sun god. Avoid walking under lamps.
Yes, but, seriously, if there was nothing to help them remember, no paintings, no books, no ladders, they'd still need a god, because people do at the start. I mean, maybe they'd pick the same god or star or mountain they had before, but they wouldn't worship it in exactly the same way. They couldn't, because...
the rules weren't the important bits. Mm. The important bits were the feelings, The big, empty ache that smacked Bell and Lud in the face when the dome cracked open and broke their unquestioning Eden. How are we going to help with that?
Of course, Nemakit's provided me with some pretty hair-raising experiences, too, you understand.
Really? And would they have happened while you had the camera pointed at you?
Well, yes, beloved. Oh, but I hope you're not suggesting that I set any of them up.
Never.
There was some classic poltergeist activity within 5 minutes of our landing. Ghostly footprints appeared in the dust beside me, as if they were tracing my steps.
What larks?
Well, the spirits love to play, don't they? I checked Rex's footage, but there was nothing there. They must have interfered with reception.
How convenient. Do you...
Are you going to get that?
It's the long-distance comms from the waste ship. I'm avoiding the call.
Oh? Are you on the run or something? Rex?
Calling audio and video.
No, nothing like that. It's Till Madden.
Never heard of him.
The millionaire businessman.
Sounds adorable.
We had a job delivering some documents for him.
How terribly exciting. I hope somebody didn't peek at them.
There was a tamper-proof seal.
But...
Well, I have been known to fashion a workable pair of X-ray specs in my time.
How extremely clever of you, beloved. And what did you find?
Nothing interesting. Madden is financing a scientist to report on mining opportunities in this quadrant.
But, sweet one, this region's been a conservation area from time immemorial.
Well, yes, but it's only a report. Madden's not actually mining anything. I would imagine that's why he's employing outrageously expensive couriers to deliver his messages, though.
Of course.
Between you and me, Harrison, the scientist, is off his rocker. He told us he's looking for a planet that consciously secretes minerals that... Wait a minute. Why am I telling you this?
Rex wafts out a mild truth drug during my interviews. Aids the mood.
This is not an... interview. Make it stop now.
Interview complete.
That does it. Just go away. Or rather, don't. Stay here. I'm going to look for my friends, now the dust's clearing, and warn them about your little tricks.
Bye! No need to wave. Seriously, I don't think the both of you will fit on that chair at the same time. Right. Belle wants us to check out an underground cave she saw in one of her, visions. We need to walk around the side of that rock pile and look for a rock in the shape of a...
Excuse me?
Belle mentioned a part of Lud's anatomy. It's not like she's had many reference points, stuck in that dome with only a vegetable garden for company. Anyway, I think I can see it. Over there.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm glad it's close. I think there's a storm on the way. Underground cave sounds nice and sheltered.
Or dark and claustrophobic. But I take your point. Anyway, it's our first clue. What do sacred caves say about a religion? Oh, give me a hand up here.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe the believers had to worship in secret. If you take the bag, I can pull myself up.
Yep. Well, maybe. But Belle is under the impression it was a planet-wide kind of religion.
And we're taking her word as gospel. Well, careful there.
No, but it's all we've got. Oh, put your foot there and swing round. People like to worship in places they feel closest to their deity. Churches have spires that reach to heaven. Nature worshippers go for forests. What do you worship in a cave?
Benny?
I've known civilizations who were cave worshippers because they wanted to feel like they were right inside their planet. And that was because they worshipped the planet itself. Take the bag back. I'm going to jump down here.
Benny?
Or, of course, it could just be because the acoustics are better in a cave. Maybe they did a lot of singing. Do you need help jumping?
No, Benny. Oh, for goodness sake, stop. There are footprints in the dust. And they're following us.
Following?
Look, they start at the dome, follow us up this ridge, and end by my foot.
They must be ancient. Fossils, set in the rock.
No, they're fresh. I just scuffed one out with my boot.
It stopped. Good. Let's get into the cave before it starts again. All those spooky bells start up. You know, up close, this rock looks nothing like a...
Benny, what if we don't find anything?
Well, say we find a prophecy that tells Bell and Lud to come with us and settle somewhere else. Oh, you know, we could say that. And they believe us. They're so eager and so credulous. Oh, the responsibility is killing me.
I know, but it's like you said. We've got to do it. If we don't, someone far, far worse than us could come along and really screw them up.
Visibility? Poor. Reception? Crackly. Just perfect. Rex?
Recording audio and video.
I've managed to squeeze through an opening in the roof of an ancient dome-like structure, and already I can feel some sort of ancient presence. Suddenly it's cold. So very cold. Temperature reading?
TR.72B.
Temperature has dipped about 5 degrees. There's definitely something otherworldly watching us. It's obvious no one alive has been here for centuries.
Are you following me?
Cut. Oh. Well, it looks like I was wrong. Hello again, Jack. It would appear we've both been mysteriously drawn to this place.
It's not much of a mystery, is it? There's nothing else to be drawn to on this planet. I thought Benny and Ruth would be here, but so far it seems deserted. There's some sort of garden I haven't checked. Hang on. Jack here. Oh, Lord. Well, thank you for telling me, Captain Secker. Yes, I'm sure you have better things to do than pass on messages. Haven't you got some waste to be sorting?
Has something terrible happened to your friends?
Sorry, no. A message from Madden, asking for a report on what we saw of his scientist's operation. Turns out he didn't only want us to deliver documents after all.
Oh, spying. What fun. But can you just keep out the way, please? I'm trying to work. It's obvious no one alive has been here for centuries.
Hello.
Are you archaeologists too?
Would you like some soup?
Cut. Wrong again. Well, my goodness, look at you two. What a wonderful surprise. Are you simple travellers like myself, or perchance the guardians of this sacred dome? Are there any more of you in here I should know about? Gas, Rex?
I am Lud, and this is Belle. We're the only people on this planet. Oh, except for the helpful ladies.
And you two.
Helpful ladies? Were they asking about a distress signal?
Yes. They had come in answer to our call.
Are they okay?
I think so. Why wouldn't they be?
Are they here?
No, they've gone outside. To do some archaeology.
Super. Anyway, Belle, was it? Lud, what lovely robes you're wearing. I've got a bed sheet like that at home. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Of course not.
We love questions.
Perfect. We'll start off simple. Do you live in this dome?
Yes, we do.
Well, then I would guess that some pretty strange and mysterious things have been happening to you since you arrived.
I'm not sure what you mean. We've always been here.
To camera, please.
I'm sorry?
The robot, sweet one. Look at the robot. In fact, I think it would be more atmospheric if you moved closer to that crack in the wall. That's it, dear. The way these lights are flickering is positively ghoulish. Now, I want to know everything. Don't worry about talking too much, just, well, we can always edit it later. Oh, and watch out for that cable.
Are you okay? Can you sit up? Your arm. Might have to do something about that.
My arm?
Don't panic, but I think you may have done some real damage.
Ooh. Ooh, you gouged out a huge chunk when you hit that table. Rex, closer?
I heard that. Bell, was it? Look, are you okay?
Is it supposed to hurt?
Well, yes. And I have to admit, I was expecting some blood.
Okay. It's hard to tell. These wires running along here are made out of the same material as the cave walls.
Just like the ones that give out the light and heat in Eden, only more broken. These walls haven't emitted anything for a while.
Hang on, what's that?
It's a dead end.
Actually, I think there's some kind of opening. Oh, pretty small, but it's still an opening. Let me see if I can squeeze through.
And if you get stuck, you look wider than the hole.
And what exactly are you saying?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. So, if you get stuck, not that I suspect you will, but...
Then you'll have to yank me back out.
I never realised archaeology was so sophisticated.
Ouch, there's hardly any room. Well, it opens out into a sort of chamber. Oh.
What? What is it?
Jackpot.
Jackpot?
Oh, wish you could see this. It's beautiful. The floor's still covered in dust, but the walls are... They're... Wow.
Wow what? What does wow mean?
Let's just say they're covered in jewels. Yeah, pretty firmly embedded in. Can't seem to get one out anyway. And I think we've found what's been making that noise.
Hang on, I'm coming through.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, I see what you mean. Wow, indeed. What are they?
A bit like diamonds, I suppose. Glowing more than diamonds usually do. Wait, there's a pattern. This isn't a natural seam. It's a picture.
You're right. They look like people and animals and trees.
Everything's connected. Each line leads up here to this enormous planet on the ceiling, see? Oh, this ought to have Gaia worship written all over it in big sparkly letters. And look at these symbols.
That thing that's a bit like someone waving next to a cake. Is that a pile of...
Yes, I think so. I've seen something like this before. Ah, oh, it's Mrs. Gwen. You remember from school?
Benny, I don't know how to break this to you, but we didn't go to the same school.
No, I mean it's one of those things you learn at school. It helps you remember the seven characteristics of life. Movement, respiration, sensitivity, growth... Oh, I always forget the second R. That can't be that important. Excretion. Nutrition. You see? Stays with you.
Yes.
Maybe they went one step further than simply venerating Nemakit as a living ecosystem. Maybe they believed their planet was actually a conscious being. Oh, I'm good.
So is that what we're going to tell Bell and Lud?
I don't know. It's still guesswork at this stage. But, you know, informed guesswork. That's a start, anyway. Can you give me the hollow imager?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a couple of crystals over here. They must have fallen out.
Or maybe it's best not to touch anything.
It's okay, I've got them. Well, that's funny. They're warm.
Ruth, what did you do?
Nothing. The ground just opened up.
Can you get out?
Yes. No, it's like quicksand. I think I may be sinking. Slowly, but yeah, definitely sinking.
Hang on!
Oh, I am hanging on. I'm holding some... I think they're roots or wires. I don't know.
Stay calm, I'm coming. I said stay calm, don't panic.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't? All right then, panic.
Benny, yeah. The wires, I think they screamed. Oh, I'm going to let go.
Don't let go. We don't know how deep that hole is.
I have to. They're giving me little electric shocks. Out.
Oh, Ruth! Ruth, are you okay?
It wasn't deep. It's soft. But I can't climb out. The dust is pouring in too far.
Can you reach my hand?
The dust is coming in so quickly. I can't breathe. I'm going to drown in dust.
Grab on, I'm going to pull you.
I'm in too deep.
I've got you.
Benny.
Don't talk. It's okay. Let's get you back to Eden. Don't try to talk. It's not far.
Belle, are you all right? I don't understand what's happening to you.
Jack says it should hurt.
Hurt?
If a human had a cut that deep, they would have passed out from the pain. And there would have been a lot of blood. But your arm seems to be made up of layer on layer of skin. You're solid all the way through. Do you even have internal organs?
Lud, look. There's a crack running all the way up to my shoulder. That's new.
Lie down on the bed. Rest your arm against the wall here. I'll set the vibration to low healing.
Mel, what are you made of?
I don't know what you mean.
What's inside you? How do you work? Well, all the Nemekitians like this?
We don't know, do we?
This is new to us. Nothing went wrong before the dome cracked. But since then, we get little cracks in our arms and legs if we bump into things. We've been setting the wall vibrations to low heal to fix ourselves. It's not working so well today.
Look, I don't know how this dome works, or how you're powering all the lights and heat and vibration. And I suspect you don't know either.
No.
But I can tell you something. The walls aren't glowing as brightly as they were when I arrived, and I'm pretty sure the temperature's dropping too. Whatever crazy system this is, it's powering down. I hope it's not taking you with it.
Belle! Come on, Ruth, hold on. We're almost there. Belle! Lord! We need some help here!
Something's happening. Two people, one half carrying the other. What manner of spectre have they confronted?
Belle! Can we get a little help here?
The younger one seems hurt. Rex, close up.
Can you hear me? Hello? What's that? You're filming us.
And cut. I film everything, my angel. My whole life is research.
Benny?
What happened?
The dust. She's breathed loads of it in. I think it's in her lungs. She keeps spitting it up. She can't talk.
I'll take her to my room to lie down.
Yes, thank you, Lud. With possession cases of this kind, bed rest is advisable. And constant supervision? Rex, go with her. And see if you can get a good shot of her coughing up the ectoplasm.
What the...
Speak up, beloved. I'm a little deaf in my right ear. Ever since that night we nearly caught the wailing banshee of Oxygen 10. We were all alone in the swamp at night with only a torch.
I am not your beloved. And... excuse me for asking, but who the hell are you?
Vonna Byzantium. Paranormal planets? I'm here to make you famous.
Benny?
She's safe. I'll get her in a minute. Do you have any more dust to bring up? I can change the frequency to help. There. I think that's the last of it.
I'm sorry, but I don't really know what you're talking about. We're not still in the cave, are we?
No, you're back in Eden. In fact, this is the room that we originally woke up in. You're in Belle's bed, and this is mine. It's where we sleep each night. I like it.
I like your ceiling. Got crystals stuck in it like in the cave. This isn't a stasis chamber, is it? They're not made of earth, and they have, you know, screens, glass, dials, control panels.
We have dials. Look, this one changes the room vibration.
You should show Benny. She likes saying wow about things that grow out of walls. Might get another wow now, because she'd probably like the way they're pulsing.
The walls make the vibrations, and the dials are part of the walls. They have roots.
Yes, that's what they look like in the cave. Only it wasn't working like it is here. It was broken. Dead. My lungs feel... well, I don't know how they feel.
I'm sorry. It seemed important to remove all the dust for you to carry on breathing. So I set the vibrations for maximum expulsion.
Thanks, I think. And by expulsion, you mean...
You coughed a lot. And vomited.
Oh, good.
You're welcome. Please, tell me more about the cave.
Later. I think Benny needs to see this room first.
No, Miss Byzantium, I don't want to see your card. What I want is one good reason for me not to break that recording robot of yours in half when it comes back.
Temper, beloved. We're all friends here. You're looking for a theory for those lovely Nemekitians, and I have one. We should share our evidence.
Evidence?
Oh, Rex has reams of footage of poltergeist activity, and a recording of a storm where you can plainly see ghostly figures in the dust. It all points to one thing.
Which is?
Nemeket is known in this part of the world as the Dead Planet. But don't you see? Its spirit is still here. We are being haunted by the ghost of an entire planet. Do you realize how huge that is?
Benny, you've got to come. I think Nemeket really is alive.
Well, Vonna thinks it's a ghost. Jack, aren't you meant to be back at the ship?
Yes, sorry about that. But this is far more interesting. I've just finished searching the whole dome, inside and out, and there is no generator. I mean, where's the power coming from?
Jack, shush for a moment. This is important.
Yes, but so is this. Tell me, have you answered a call of nature since you've been here? Belle and Lud live on vegetable soup and water, so you would think they would have to have the correct appurtenances. But are there any? No. So unless they simply exhale any waste products...
Oh, for goodness sake, Jack, you left the shuttle to look for a toilet. Huh. Benny, Belle and Lud's room, the one they woke up in? Remember how we thought it would be a stasis chamber? Well, it's not. You have to come and see it.
Oh, the lights.
Yes, Eden seems to be running low on energy.
Indeed. I don't want to sound too wild, but... Wait, what am I saying? Of course I do.
But what, Jack?
But I think Nemeket's supplying the power. People called it the Dead Planet, but it wasn't dead. It's dying. A 2,000-year-long death, and it's using its last breath to keep Belle and Lud alive. Yeah,
nice theory. But does it explain all the other strange stuff?
Don't tell me. Scary noises that you can't explain. Ghostly laughter. Bells.
Well, yes.
It's her. Vonna. She's setting us up. Using us for her next documentary.
Her what?
Preposterous, beloved. You said I was making noises at you. How can I have been in two places at the same
time? It's her job, Ruth. She sets up paranormal experiences, scares the living daylights out of people, and makes sure she gets it all on camera.
You're missing something important, my angel.
Which is?
I'm not making this up. Yes, Rex has squeaky wheels. Yes, he has magnets that can move metal objects around from up to 30 feet. But the footprints? The dusty figures? It's real. We've captured the ghost of a planet on film. All I need to do now is get confirmation from Nemeket itself.
Oh.
Don't worry, I can handle it. I'm a professional. I'll need everyone to stay very quiet. No more chit-chat.
Talking of endless chit-chat, anyone seen Belle and Lud?
Lud? I feel... strange.
I know. Me too.
I feel... too big for my skin. Like I might... burst. Is that the word?
Yes. I... feel it too.
I'm not scared. Full of stars. My heart is molten.
I know. Belle?
Belle, beloved? Lud! We need you in here now.
Can you contain it? For a while. Hold it in?
I think so. Lud, maybe I am a bit scared.
I've got a lovely surprise for you.
Now, we're all here. That's lovely.
Your robot appears to be leaking. And glowing. What is that smell?
Oh, this and that. It's all part of the experience. Rex, are you recording? Lovely. And can we have some music? Thank you. Now, open up channel to Rex 2.
Oh, you have another robot. You can be in two places at once.
Calm, calm. Try to live in the moment, not the past. Rex 1 will transmit our message to Rex 2 outside, and he will use his etheric sensors to beam a message into the rocks. Even though the planet is dead, the rocks still have a memory.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
As you know, viewers, everything that exists, including the stones and the sand, contains ether, a metaphysical substance which naturally possesses cognition and memory.
Why didn't we think of that?
Ready? Unveil to us your mysteries, that we may know the truth, rocks of Nemeket.
This is absurd.
Quiet. I am a vessel.
I am a vessel.
I am a vessel.
I am a vessel.
It's sweet of you to join in, my angels, but please, there's really no need.
We are vessels.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Vonna, don't touch them. Do not touch them. They're not faking it.
I'm not.
Shh. We speak Phonemicit.
For our mother.
The planet that lived.
The planet that destroyed itself.
The planet that today will finally die.
How are you doing this? Why are you doing this? This is my moment, not yours.
As one life ends, others begin.
At the moment our mother dies, we start to live.
The lights.
What happened?
Benny, I'm scared.
It's fine, I think. Can you remember what you said?
We are the children of Phonemicit?
Well, from the perspective of a Gaia-based religion, the planet is a bit like your mother. And,
The dome!
That is one hell of a storm out there.
Oh, now it's in here too. That crack in the dome goes all the way down to the floor. All the dust coming in.
Are you getting this, Rex? Vonna, this really isn't the time.
This is my time. My etheric message has cracked open the dome.
Your? Oh, you wouldn't know an etheric message if it...
Lud, my hand.
Okay, not sure that should be happening.
My fingers are flaking away.
Close up on the hand, Rex. This is gold.
Oh, your old heart.
Hush, you two. We need to focus. Belle, are you in any pain?
No.
Your skin started to flake when the dome first cracked, so now the crack's a gaping hole.
The lights are out. There's no power left.
Benny, our mother is dying. Really dying. You have to help us. Tell us what to do.
I don't know. I didn't find enough evidence.
It doesn't matter. I'm not asking you as an archaeologist. If you were going to die, and you could do one last thing. One thing. What would it be?
I don't know.
What would it be?
Peter. I want to hold my son, hug him. One last time.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
Holding hands, apparently.
I can see that. I mean, Belle, where are you going? Don't. The dust storm is too strong. It will rip you to shreds, please.
Goodbye, Jack.
Didn't anyone try to stop them?
Well, beloveds, that's my ride. Got to fly. Things to see, people to do, programs to make.
How are you going
to
make this look good? Doesn't even make sense.
Yes, it does.
Go on, then.
Well, a simple case of poltergeist activity followed by a demonic possession leading to a dramatic yet disturbing...
Not you. You. Go.
They said it all themselves, really. Phonemicit was a living planet.
I think you'll find that's what I said.
No, you didn't. Oh, I did, though.
You know the seven characteristic signs of life, right? Just nod your little heads. Good. One of the signs is reproduction. Phonemicit was Belle and Lud's mother. Really their mother. This dome was like a giant egg with two little baby planets gestating away inside until it cracked open and pop, let them out.
Baby planets that looked like people?
They weren't people, they were nothing but skin. As soon as the dome cracked open, those bodies started disintegrating. The consciousness inside had to escape. The bodies weren't big enough for what was contained inside them.
Oh my God!
Now what is it?
All my recordings have gone. No pictures. No sound, no video, nothing. I've got nothing. The dust has got into everything. I don't understand. They're sealed compartments. How...
Oh, come on. You know there's poltergeists and their little tricks.
It's slipping away from me.
I'm sure you'll still manage to stage a comeback somehow.
I mean the dust. It can move on its own.
Like the dust in the cave. It was trying to smother me on purpose.
So why would it want to leave Eden in such a hurry? Oh. Now that's weird.
What? There's no dust out there at all. It's gone. Every last bit of it.
I thought it wasn't possible, but it turns out dust-free Phonemicit is even more depressing than it was before. You can really feel the bleak, barren nothing now.
Rex! Rex, you useless thing! Work! I need pictures! No one will believe me without evidence.
I'm sure it's never stopped you before.
Sabotage.
You broke my robot. And say what you like, you nasty, pointy-eared man. And you, Professor Summerfield. But when I broadcast my account of what happened, and you know I will, you won't come across well. In fact, I don't think I'll even mention you were here.
Suits me. Come on, you two. We've a rendezvous to make.
Internal airlock opening.
You made it. Just in time.
Oh, stop it, Captain. You wouldn't have gone without us, and you know it.
Wouldn't we?
No.
We've paid to travel on this ship. We had a job to do.
Oh, yes. Of course, your job. Speaking of which, of something I'm meant to give you.
I can't read this. It's in alien.
I will just give it here.
Hey!
Interesting. Sir Madden, he doesn't need our reports on Professor Harrison anymore.
What reports?
Oh, sorry, forgot to mention, what with all the other ghostly shenanigans going on. He was having his doubts as to the sanity of his scientists, shall we say. And, well, he wanted our expert opinions.
Spying on his own employees, eh? Charming.
Well, whatever the reason, it looks like Harrison's helped him make up his mind without our input. Madden had already paid him a fee of 500,000 credits per planet in this system. Then Harrison suddenly asked for another million.
Because
he claims there are two new planets that he now needs to study. Twin planets with circling dust rings.
Two new planets? Is that possible?
It's a coincidence.
He's obviously off his rocker. Planets don't just appear from nowhere.
No, they don't, do they?
You'd have to be mad to think that, wouldn't you?
It does seem wildly implausible. But what the hell, I'm all for it, even if I am in the minority. Anyway, it says here, Madden's calling the whole thing off. He thinks Harrison's unreliable.
Unreliable? Don't be daft. He just wanted an extra million in the bank. Not that you can blame him. Madden was bonkers to pay him that much in the first place. What happened on that dead planet anyway? See any ghosts?
Just the one. But it was a pretty big one.
Wouldn't have put you down as a believer.
Do you know what, Captain Secker? Neither would I. But sometimes, just sometimes, the universe is a stranger place than even I could possibly imagine.